This is Sean Mullen at the Save on Foods Memorial Center in Victoria. Broncos, a 2-1 overtime win over the Royals tonight, joined by Broncos assistant coach Jamie Heward. And, Coach, your thoughts on the win?
I liked it. You know, our guys.
Pretty simple. We can wrap it
up
now.
Yeah, let's just get out of here. You know, it was good in so many ways. You know, first of all, we've had a tough travel schedule of 4 games in 5 nights. You know, had a tough travel day today. The guys have played a lot of hockey, played a lot of hard hockey games. And so on that level, it's great for us to come out with a win because the guys battled the entire game. You know, it was good. We had had a lot of energy in the first. You know, kind of the fatigue caught up with us kind of halfway through the second and into the third. But the fact that we stayed with it and we battled and just kept going and going and going. And, you know, you need efforts like that. You're not always going to be run and gun. You're not always going to be, you know, creative offensively when you're tired. And it was just the fact that we battled. And you know, and the third thing is our goaltender was really good. You know, for Bozy to come up with a big game when he knows his team in front of him is really tired and you know, we're giving up, you know, give up 37 shots, but, you know, for the most part, Bozy, you know, handled it very well. And so, I mean, good on many levels. You know, I think most of the mistakes we made and some of the stuff that went on in you know, during some of those plays is just a matter of fatigue, and we'll accept that right now because we are a tired hockey team after 4 games in 5 nights.
Well, yeah, and take us through that because you can see it building about midway through the second period. Those mistakes started to happen, those mental lapses or just being a second late to a puck, and then they score one because you're holding them off, and they score one, but still lots of time left in the third. So what's the message there to the guys at that point? Because it seemed like after they scored, you guys were able to dig deep and find just a little bit of extra energy towards the end of the game to make sure you got that to overtime and could pull off the win.
Yeah, and you know, once you start getting tired like that, you have to rely on just playing your system and just keeping it as simple as you possibly can. I think we tried to get out of our comfort zone a little bit. We tried to make plays that weren't there. Maybe trying, because we weren't moving our feet and we were tired, we're trying to make those little plays. And that's not the time to try to make those little plays. It's
right.
The time to save your energy. And, you know, we had turnovers that cost us, you know, 2.5 minutes in our own end. And they cost us a lot of ice time for a lot of our top guys. And so, I mean, if you can learn from it, you can just say, okay, you know what, the next time you get tired, do this, don't do this. You know, it's a good experience for us to be able to go over stuff like that. But for you can't be more happy for the guys because they did battle and we do get the overtime winner, and you know, it's good for them. It just shows to them, you know, shows us that they care, first of all, and that we can tell them on so many levels that if you continue to work hard, you know, potentially good things are going to happen for you.
Big goal for Glenn Godden. He's off to a great start to the season. How have you seen him emerge here? Because we saw the scoring chances he created last year. There were moments where you could see that skill is present, but now it's coming together in results for him.
Yeah, you know, he's going through a phase right now where, you know, at the end of last year, he was very physical. He was very dominant down low. He used his body to his advantage. He would come up with pucks that, you know, maybe he wasn't going to come up with, but he played the body and did that. He kind of went through a little bit of a phase where, you know, the finesse kind of caught up with him, and he was trying to maybe do too much of a finesse game. And he's, you know, we've talked with him, and we've got him, you know, getting back into that, you know, grind it out along the wall, get down low, do your job, and good things will happen. And, you know, the result is he scores an overtime goal that was just from hard work. You know, he gets in, he gets the puck, he comes around the net, and he scores. So, you know, it's got to be, you know, a player finding his natural ability to mix with a good hard work ethic, and he's the type of kid I think that will excel at that.
Now you get a key 2 days off, and that's got to be huge for this group. A whole day here in Victoria just to, you know, get your energy back and then prepare for maybe one of the best teams in the country, the Kelowna Rockets, on Tuesday.
Yeah, and you know, it's anytime you get a day off, it's imperative to make sure we get our rest. But we really need a day off now. It's it's one of those things where our schedule's been very tough. It's a tough road trip, but you know what? The day off the bumps and bruises are a little less painful when you get a victory. So, you know, for us, it's just a matter of regrouping, get together as a team tomorrow and enjoy kind of being around each other away from the rink. And you know, that's kind of what this trip was for. It's for bonding, and it's for, you know, guys to get closer to each other and spend time with each other. So that's exactly what we're going to do tomorrow. And you're right, we're coming up against a very good hockey team in the Rockets. And, you know, tonight was any indication, we're going to have a battle on our hands every single night we play any of these teams in the West. So, you know, for us, it's going to be regroup, get some rest, and get back at it on against Kelowna.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Broncos assistant coach Jamie Hewitt after a 2-1 overtime win. We'll come back with the game shifter and unsung hero next on the Eagle 94.1.